The Grand River Dam Authority is a state-owned electric utility that provides power to northeast Oklahoma from hydroelectric dams, coal, and natural gas plants. But GRDA also has important water quality monitoring, recreation, and law enforcement responsibilities. Last year, it took control of Oklahoma's network of environmentally sensitive scenic rivers. This year, as the state faces an estimated $870 million budget shortfall, State Representative Leslie Osborne has introduced a bill that lays out the process of selling GRDA assets, which are estimated to be worth more than $1 billion. She says bad budget years make her look at things she might not have considered before.
So I think that ever since I've been in, something I've wondered about is, are there some things that we administer as state government or own as a property of state government that are really not a core service of government? And should we be in the electric utility business is a good question. You know, and is this asset worth a lot of money that we should consider of if is this something that we could transition to the private industry?
You say it wouldn't be to plug a budget hole, although is it at all tempting? I mean, that would do it. That would fix the budget hole this year.
It would. And of course that's tempting, but it wouldn't be wise and it wouldn't be prudent, because if you plug that with one-time monies, are you back in the exact same hole next year?
You see the scenic rivers being with the GRDA for a long period of time, even if we sell some of the assets?
I believe that if anybody ever did look and decide that some of the assets were worth selling, it would probably only be something like the electrical transmission portion.
The passage of Osborne's bill wouldn't mean the legislature authorizes the sale of GRDA assets. In fact, the legislature wouldn't get to approve such a sale if the bill becomes law. It would be up to a group of state leaders, the Secretary of Finance, Governor, Speaker of the House, and Senate President pro tem. Mining is big business in South Central Oklahoma, particularly for the limestone needed for road and building construction and silica sand used in the hydraulic fracturing process. Currently, for every ton of material mined, a penny goes to the Oklahoma Department of Mines, which oversees and permits the industry. Osborne has a bill to increase that amount to 1.25 cents per ton.
And I assume that's to help fund the Department of Mines, which, like
it
any
is.
Other agency, is in bad shape.
And, you know, when I came in, I remember saying the Department of Mines, why in the world do we have that in Oklahoma? I didn't know about any gold or silver mines. And they said, no, every time you see a gravel pit, DeLisi, whoever it is, a Caliche pit, those are maintained through weights and measures through a very tiny agency called the Department of Mines. I think they have 4 or 5 employees. But it's a very important function. We have consistently cut their budget. You know, a lot of these agencies I've been talking about aren't the big sexy agencies where you want to get more to education, you want to get more to Corporation Commission for Earthquakes, you want to do all these kind of things, but everybody kind of forgets about the Department of Mines. So this was an actual fee increase requested by industry.
Which is pretty strange.
It was, because they realize it's important to have regulation, to have weights and measures, so that people feel like when they go out and do these things that people are accountable, that there's actually a good modicum of regulation, not over-regulation. So when an industry comes to you and says, would you run something to give us a fee increase because you've had to cut us so much, this would at least get us back where we could have a little more funding to do what we need to do, how can you say no to that?
Osborne's bill to increase the fee for non-coal mining has already passed the Natural Resources and Regulatory Services Subcommittee. She expects her GRDA legislation to get a committee vote within the next 2 weeks. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.